I realize I've been sharing memories these days. Two of them come to me, or came to me during the day. One of them was that when I was 9 years old and I was in the Hopefuls, our head counselor taught us a song to memorize, a Charles Wesley hymn. We used to meet together in Mayhew Manor. It was all open, no walls, but all open, and that's where we had breakfast. It was our dining hall, and then we'd stay right there and have our worship. Now, let's see, is there anyone here who was in camp as a camper that long ago who did that too? Anybody? You met in Mayhew Manor instead of down at the palace for your meals. Anybody? It wasn't called Mayhew Manor then, I don't think. Am I the only one? Wow. Okay. Anyway, you have to take my word for it then. It's true. And in fact, there was a kitchen out here that's not here anymore. Kind of a narrow building between Mayhew and the library there, where the cooks would work and the dishwashers would work, and the meals would be prepared, and the adults ate in the library. And that was their dining room. And then the palace was the place where we slept, we hopefuls, faithfuls, valiants, and great hearts. But that's not the point of what I'm trying to say. When I was a hopeful, I learned a song. That was 1961, 49 years ago, and I believe I still remember it. That's how Brother Ron Klaus just drove it home to us. He was our head counselor. And it went like this. It was a prayer. Oh, for a heart to praise my God. A heart from sin set free. A heart that always feels thy blood so freely shed for me. A heart resigned, submissive, meek, my great Redeemer's throne, where only Christ is heard to speak, where Jesus reigns alone. A humble, lowly, contrite heart, believing, true, and clean, which neither life nor death can part from him that dwells within. A heart in every thought renewed and filled with love divine, perfect and right and pure and good, a copy, Lord, of thine. Thy nature, gracious Lord, impart. Come quickly from above, write thy new name upon my heart, thy new best name of love. Wonderful prayer, isn't it? You might say that sounds a little bit beyond a 9-year-old. I agree with you. But, you know, he put it into our minds and our hearts, and it's come back to me so often, and it's been a blessing to me, and I still pray it. Oh, God, work in me. Give me that heart. Give me a heart like thine. We sang something like it last night. Take my heart. I would be thine alone. Take thou my heart and make it all thine own. Purge me from sin. O Lord, I now implore, wash me and keep me thine forevermore. You prayed that as you gathered here last night. I believe we meant that, didn't we? Lord, take my heart. I want to be yours. Make me all yours. Make me pure and clean before you. Wash me, keep me holy for you, Lord. And Jesus says, give me your heart. And that's another one. I don't remember if it was the year I was 7 or the year I was 8, but that would have been before I was 9, right? And we were in the cottage then. And Ron's mother, Elsie, was our counselor, along with Sister Antia. Wow. Don't tell her I told you she was a counselor way back then. She's been working in the cottage. Well, if you go by my years, she was there in 59 when I first went there. So that's 52 summers if she was here every year. And I'm not sure if that was her first. Of course, at that time, we didn't have all the rules and regulations. I'm sure she was a child counselor, but she was a good one. And Sister Elsie was the leader, and she taught us, give me thy heart. Give me thy heart. Hear the soft whisper wherever thou art. From this dark world he would draw thee apart, speaking so tenderly. Give me thy heart. And there are three verses, and we learned them. The call of God, the Father is the first verse, the Son and the Holy Spirit drawing us, calling us, wanting us. You ever learn that song? Too bad if you didn't. That's a good one. Give me thy heart, give me thy heart. Hear the soft whisper wherever thou art. From this dark world he would draw thee apart, speaking so tenderly. Give me. So you did learn it. Maybe they've taught it in subsequent years. Give me thy heart, says the Father above. No gift so precious to him as our love. Softly he whispers, wherever thou art, gratefully, trust me and give me thy heart. Give me thy heart, give me thy heart. Hear the soft whisper. Says the Savior of men, calling in mercy again and again. Turn now from sin and from evil, depart. Have I not died for thee? Give me thy heart. Give me thy heart, says the Spirit divine. All that thou hast to my keeping resign. Grace more abounding is mine to impart. Make full surrender and give me thy heart. Give me thy heart, give me thy heart. Hear the soft whisper wherever thou art. From this dark world he would draw thee apart, speaking so the Lord. We are dead and our lives are hid with Christ in God. We had this morning, and I told you that I was reading from Sidlo Baxter's devotions at one point on Colossians 3, and I noticed he had 4 pages, 4 days of the year. He thought this verse was important enough to give 4 days to this one verse, Colossians 3:3. And in one of his readings, I looked at it after meeting this morning. Our joint possession with Christ is a doctrine at which we can only marvel perpetually. It could never have been invented, and it is too amazing not to be true. A young woman in New York once wrote, "Yesterday I was worth $50. Today I am worth millions." She had married a millionaire, and they had a common purse. She continued, "But what are all our millions compared with my beloved himself?" Finally, she added, "What was my bit to him? Yet he said it meant more than all his millions if my heart came with it." So that drives the lesson home. I know it's a little old-fashioned and corny, and the tissues are over there on the organ. But it tells you that the Lord wants your heart, and he gives himself to us. And we want to give ourselves to him. Praise the Lord. And be his forever. Praise him. Praise God. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Let's sing that wonderful testimony. 437. Jesus, my Lord, will love me forever. From him no power of evil can sever. He gave his life to ransom my soul. Now I belong to blood.